With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
Welcome to Lucid Life Vibes. I am Britt, your host and creator of Lucid Life Vibes. And I hope you have your popcorn. Oh, yeah. I pop popcorn for this one, and maybe you should too. Get yourself a drink. Get yourself a snack. We're going to go there. We're talking about Atlas 3i, our third interstellar object. This super moon coming up, oh my goodness, we got to talk about it. As you know, I never, ever interrupt a podcast, a meditation with ads or sponsorship. But I have to share Cozy Earth. Staying cozy right here on Earth as everything is shifting and changing with Cozy Earth. Everything you need for your home, the most luxurious sheets. Oh my, I call them the sacred sheets. Absolutely incredible. Bamboo. They have towels, robes. I could go on and on. Everything for your home and everyone on your list will love Cozy Earth. You get to save 41%. I know, 41%. That's a lot. I'm putting in a big old Christmas order. So stay cozy. CozyEarth.com and just enter good vibes with an S at checkout to get your 41% off. When you shop with my amazing sponsors and I handpick every single one of them, I'm only sharing the best of the best with you. They support the podcast. So I appreciate it. And oh my goodness, thank you, Cozy Earth, 41% off. All you have to do is enter good vibes. GOODVIBES, good vibes. Let's jump in and talk about Atlas 3i. Oh my goodness. This is why we have popcorn for this podcast. Okay, if you don't like the ASMR smacking, I don't either. Let's get a drink. Let's get a drink. This is just more proof that I do not script these podcasts. I do not edit these podcasts. That's right. Real, raw, authentic, let's have a conversation. Can you tell how excited I am? Everything is shifting and changing. These are powerful, powerful times on planet Earth, and I'm here for it. I'm excited to be here for it. There's healing chaos. There's chaos and confusion, but when you can look past that and see further beyond the chaos and confusion, you can see how everything is shifting and changing. I'm excited about what's happening. I almost feel like I've been waiting for this an entire lifetime. And it's like, oh yeah, here it is. This is our third interstellar object since 2017. So if you've heard my Earth Timeline series here on the podcast, and hey, the podcast is ad-free on Patreon and the 1111 membership portal at Lucid Life Vibes, but the podcast is everywhere. Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Podverse, RSS, no subscription, no membership required with the RSS, Lucid Life Vibes. All the podcasts are there. We're in season 4. And yes, in season 4, we are diving deep into intuition, psychic abilities, the innate instinct within us. It's part of the human experience. And I'm really excited to share these psychic stories. And we're going to be talking about the telepathy tapes and how telepathy is the highest form of communication. But we got to take a pause and talk about what's happening because we're in it right now. So if you've been following the story of these interstellar objects, I have yet to actually define what they are. And I've really been enjoying Stefan Burns. He's a geophysicist over on YouTube. He's been following, and I love all the charts and all the factual information that he's giving about Atlas 3i. And so you might want to head over there. I've been sharing a lot about this in Patreon. So you can also follow for free on Patreon. I've been serving it up over there. So much going on. And I serve it up on Patreon. You won't miss a thing. And again, you can follow for free or jump in that 1111 membership portal. Whatever's good for you. He has really been sharing so many different angles. And I would tend to agree with him on these interstellar objects. So Oumuamua, which I love talking about, and I've been talking about Oumuamua on repeat since 2017. It was so exciting witnessing what was happening. And what's cool about Oumuamua in 2017 is that scientists, researcher, you know, even the amateur astronomers and people who, those of us that gaze into the night sky, and we know that our larger neighborhood is our solar system. And even larger, we have a galaxy. We're not just spinning on planet Earth randomly through the universe. We have a neighborhood. We got a hood. We got a space hood. And I'm all about space, the expanse. And so for me, yeah, my head has always been up in the clouds and the stars. I go on walks almost every single night, gazing at the stars. My husband and I are always talking about what's going on in our sky, day and night, and also in our solar system, our larger galaxy. And so for me, there's always been more than just this Earth experience. And we've also been talking about this season in the podcast, this idea of this great awakening, how people are waking up to, oh, there's more. Right? Like, I wouldn't define what that is for everybody, but people are waking up to, oh, there's more to me. There's more to life. There's more to the story. Yes. So much has been suppressed. There's been a dumbing down. And I believe intuition, psychic ability, and what's going on in our larger neighborhood off of Earth, because it is part of our Earth experience. However, a lot of people are just so sucked into their blue light technology on their phones. It's like they're hypnotized into the technology and the distractions. But when you turn the blue light off and you get yourself out underneath the sun, right? It's light, it's water, it's magnetism. We truly are the gateway. And so I think it's really exciting because it's all connected. This awakening to there being more and more to us, but also really holding the vision and vibration that it's time for the truth to come forward. Truth, freedom, healing, health, and wealth. It's time for it. That's what's happening. So yes, there's healing. Yes, there's some chaos and confusion, but so many are waking up to there being more. And that's really exciting. And so for me, I know that the quantum energy, quantum physics, it's all electromagnetic, this in and out flow. And through the ether and through the electromagneticness of the quantum energy, there's information, there's wisdom, there's intelligence and knowledge. Just like this idea of free energy from the ether, there's wisdom, intelligence, and knowledge within the ether. And this is how we tap in with our psychic abilities. There is more. There is knowing. And so I love how Stefan Burns on YouTube, that geophysicist, talks about this, talks about how just having an interstellar object come into our solar system, our neighborhood, it's bringing in wisdom, intelligence, knowledge. We're opening to something new. We're asking different questions. And so that's what's different here in 2025. This kind of came on the radar, Atlas 3I. Maybe you've heard 3I Atlas. Either way, it's all the same thing. This third interstellar object popped up, I believe, June, July. And a lot of people have opinions, a lot of opinions about this. When we go back to 2017, people didn't have so many opinions about Oumuamua. So I'm like, whoa, look at the awareness. I think it's fun to actually find out about the guy who was able to identify Atlas 3I, the first person on Earth that was like, whoa, what is this thing? That's a fun story. And I'm hoping this podcast, like all the podcasts that I create, are thought experiments for you, that it will inspire you to take some topics and keywords so that you can research and dive deeper into what you want to know. And so I don't have all the facts here. I don't have all the details, but they're out there. And you can form your own opinion based on everything that is known. Now, what is not known is what NASA thinks about it. And here's the deal. Anything having to do with governments, and NASA is the government, they're all a part of the cover up. I mean, that's just what I believe. Covering up the cover-ups, suppression, hiding, not telling the truth. And so NASA is not really my go-to of finding out information. Because number one, you have to question what they release. Is it truth? Is it not truth? So we have to really think outside the box. We have to just bust through the box, really. And be open to whatever we're experiencing, because we have not defined these interstellar objects. They are undefined, but yet loosely defined. Because here's the thing, these three interstellar objects could be many different things, but they're not comets, which we actually have a really cool comet that you could catch in the night sky. It's the Lemon Comet. I believe it's B6 or 86 Lemon. Definitely Lemon, but it's a gorgeous comet that is passing by, and you can see it in the night sky. Oumuamua and Atlas 3I, they're not comets, not at all. And the makeup of Atlas 3I that we have information on, I mean, it's limited information, is, oh my goodness, not natural, not anything we've experienced, not a comet. And what's even more fascinating is that these three interstellar objects, one in 2017, one in 2019, and now one in 2025, that is what people are agreeing on, is there's been three interstellar objects, but that is a loose definition. Because what are these objects? Where did they come from? So we have the cloud that surrounds us, and these interstellar objects came from the cloud. And seeing beyond that cloud, right, where they've come from, and then what are their makeup? What's happening with them? Those are the questions. And these three objects coming in to our neighborhood and our awareness are demanding that we have these conversations, that we ask these questions. Now, I understand there's a lot of humans that there's different theories here, and no judgment. Believe what you believe. Be where you are. And I would never define for others. I only define for me. I know who I am. I know where I am. And that's part of this great awakening, is knowing who you are and where you are and what's going on. That's part of the truth coming forward. And the soul loves the truth. So what is your truth? sometimes it's a journey, right? The rabbit holes. And you're unwrapping, unpackaging, you're remembering, you're connecting the dots to see the larger picture for yourself. And that's perfect. So be where you are. And I love that you're here, that this is part of your journey. We are going to ask different questions. These things that are happening, these interstellar objects, are creating new conversations. And that is part of the truth coming forward. Some people call it disclosure, right? And so here's the part that there's no judgment. Some people believe the earth is flat. Some people believe that we live in an ice dome. Some people believe that the sun is not real, that it's a hologram or a holograph, that it's being projected or it was created, that it's not life force creation energy. And a lot of people believe NASA is just covering it up and everything is a lie, that none of it's true. And for me, that goes against my knowing that the sun heals everything and the sun is life force energy. Why do they spray the skies? Why has the sun gone from yellow to white? It's not the sun that's changed, it's the atmosphere. See, when I was a kid in the 70s, 80s, even in college in the 90s, there were no lines in the sky. None. They weren't chemtrailing. They weren't spraying the skies. That didn't exist. And so when the lines and the sprayings showed up, we noticed. It was like, this isn't normal or natural. And then they said, oh, we're not doing that. You're crazy. That's a conspiracy theory. Not conspiracy theory. Now it's being admitted to. Also, cloud seeding and how weather modification, right, is happening. And there's patents for all of this. So you can research about this. This is all now public knowledge and information. Just like MK Ultra, we're going to dive into that conversation here real soon. And with the Gateway process, which all my meditations are based on, the CIA publicly shared, just like the facts about MK Ultra, that we are the Gateway. They already know this, but they've been suppressing it, right? So a lot of people don't believe the sun is real. They don't believe that the space, what's happening in space and from NASA and all is real, that it's all just being made up. And for me, that is not true. I know that life is light, water, magnetism. And we are light. We are actually beings of light. When you talk about our mitochondria and our mitochondria DNA, which is for another podcast, let me know if you want to hear that one. I love me some Dr. Jack Cruz. I follow him on Patreon and X. And I'm over on X at Lucid Life Vibes. I'd love to hear from you. I love X and I love Patreon as well. The sun for me is healing. And it's incredible to go back in history and learn from doctors that were actually healers and the ones that embraced the sun. I mean, I was born so jaundiced, I was orange. And the cure for that was sunlight. They actually put me in the sunlight. And now I see a lot of jaundiced babies. They have this like artificial light in the hospital that they use. The sunlight, nothing replaces the sunlight. Not even the red light and the lasers, which I'm a big fan of those. Big fan. It's pretty amazing. But the sunlight is amazing. And if you would catch every single sunrise or as many sunrises that you can without glasses, don't stare at it, but just enjoy it, right? Sun gazing. There's healing in the sun. And so for me, I embrace the sun. Now, do I know exactly what the moon is? I'm still on the fence about that. We can have a conversation about the moon. But when it comes to the sun, that's the life force creation energy. It's the sun. That's what provides the life. That's what grows the food. That's what creates the healing. And so if the sun isn't real or the sun ceased to exist, well, yeah, that's a problem for life. That's what I believe. However, I don't have any sun fear at all. And I believe the sun is actually a portal and it's how we can travel throughout the universe. There's so much that we don't know. But I do believe there's a lot we do know. It's just hidden or suppressed. And so right now, NASA, you know, they're saying it's because of the government shutdown, but they're not sharing anything about Atlas 3i. And that's okay, because we don't need to get our information from them. The information is everywhere. And there's so many different ways that it's being tracked. However, things are changing energetically. And I, in the Earth Timeline series here in the podcast, discussed that I believe we moved from the year 2000. Yep, Y2K. I tell you what, New Year's Eve, 1999. Oh yeah, we partied like it was 1999. That was a good one. That was one for the memory books. But there were a lot of Y2K fear, like what's going to happen in the year 2000? And of course, nothing negative happened as far as like computers resetting to all zeros or whatever the craziness. I mean, so many baby boomers had their Y2K fear closets full of food and survival gear. I guess that was like the dawn of internet. What is internet? The dawn of technology kind of was the 2000. I mean, things did change. I remember I got married in the year 2000 and my son was born in 2001. So those years are in my memory books. Things did change. Life was different between 1999 and 2000. And I was here for it. I remember. Those were big moments in my life. But I really feel energetically, we started moving from one part of the universe into another part. And that happened, that transit for our galaxy and our solar system, I believe was from the year 2000 through 2022. And I believe we're in this higher vibrational, lighter density. If it's matter, it's quanta, right? What is heavy, what is light? That we've moved in, and that's why we're seeing these interstellar objects. Life is different. Things are different. We are ready for the truth. We can handle the truth. This is why I believe it's happening. And so, you know, we got the first two interstellar objects, 2017, 2019, and then I believe 2022, right? What we all went through in the year 2020 is part of the shifting and changing, because I believe the fourth dimension, 4D, which is what we're experiencing now, this moving from one part of the universe to the other, it's a higher, lighter, less dense reality. However, we have to choose freedom of mind, body, and time to actually experience this fourth dimension and to be able to see and experience what is really there. So awareness is our superpower. You know, where we focus, because there's a lot of distractions right now from what's going on. And heaviness. But for me, I believe that is the heaviness of the third dimension, the 3D, falling away. It's these bodies. It's this earth. We move from one part of the universe into another. And this is why we're experiencing these interstellar objects. And so it's, again, beckoning. It's calling for us to ask different questions. It's funny because in 2017 with Oumuamua, people were like, it's this, it's not that, it's this, it's not that. And now everybody agrees. Oh, it is an interstellar object. It was the first one. Now, I have opinions what these interstellar objects are. We won't get into it in this podcast. Let me know if you want to hear more, or send me an X, right? I do believe, though, which Stefan Burns over on YouTube also express this. It carries wisdom, intelligence, and knowledge. Like what is happening? What is the makeup? What path are they traveling to where we can know more and find out? But I also believe that we can tune in through intuition and psychic abilities. I believe we could tune in through the ether, the quantum energy, and ask questions and receive through that meditative state of mind. Asking questions, of course. And so could it be extraterrestrial? Could it be multidimensional? Could it be, you know, intelligence that's not from Earth? Yes, it could be, absolutely. But could it be something from another planet that no life is on it or intelligent life is on it? Yeah, that could be as well. it's definitely not something that is natural because of the metal makeup. It's incredible. It's such a fun thing to research. It's astonishing app, actually, when you realize what they do know about it and what it's composed of. And here's another thing. It passed by Mars, and there's a lot of people with a theory that it is something that's seeding life on Mars. Because I will say this, it is dumping. I'm talking so much over Mars. It dumped. This is also a fun thing to research. And a lot of people are saying that it was seeding life onto Mars because there is a dump. There was a dump happening when it passed by Mars. Now, there was also questions going on when it passes by Mars, right? That field, that electromagnetic field of Mars, what's happening there? For me, I believe all the planetary bodies hold a memory around them. So a lot of people like to talk about the Akashic records around Earth, and there is a radiation field around the Earth, which holds information. However, I know through the quantum energy, the ether, right? Even the plasma, there's intelligence, wisdom, knowledge, free energy, all that. But it has to be harnessed or channeled to understand it and know it. So you got to tune into that. And so as it was passing by Mars, what was going on there? Something. Also, they started realizing that there's objects moving around this larger Atlas III. It's very interesting. And so what is moving? I mean, this Atlas III is huge. And what it was dumping over Mars, huge. And then these objects moving around it, even more questions. Now, a lot of people were talking about what is going to happen when it enters into that dark side of the sun. Will it change trajectory? Will it change, or even when it moved by Mars? And it did not. There's people that have been able to track it through various technology, and it has not changed course, and it's moving in the direction that they predicted. However, there was a lot of misinformation going around that, oh, it's changed, and now there's these alerts going on, especially with what NASA's doing and not doing, and what they're saying and not saying. There's conspiracy theories, and there's misinformation about it has changed course. And here's what I want to say. On October 21st, it moved past that dark side of the moon. We had three huge sun, you know, explosions when that happened, which is, and it headed right towards Atlas III. Did it power it up? You know, what was this interaction with the sun? So this Atlas III did interact with Mars to some degree, and there was some interaction with it when it passed that dark side of the sun, excuse me, the sun. If I said dark side of the moon, I meant sun. Moon, not involved. So on October 21st, which we just experienced, and then there was these huge sun coronal bursts that happened and headed straight for it. But it's still on the same course. Nothing happened. So all this like sun fear that people have, it's time to ask some different questions. Like, at what point are people going to stop listening to people around the sun fear? Like, these blasts, these things, they haven't happened. But yet they were so predicted by so many people. I mean, I received messages this past year. Did you hear about the sun thing? Did you hear about that sun thing? And I said, no, it's all clickbait. It's all clickbait. Like, sun fear, there's nothing to fear. It's the life force energy. So what is occurring with this Atlas III, with Mars and the sun, is fascinating to me. And the things that most people are scared about with the sun, you know, there is some kind of interaction going on. And I want to know more about that. So I'm really intrigued, and I'm diving in deep, and I'm staying tuned about it because I want to know more about it. Absolutely. I wanted to bring forward for you a little bit of energy. I know I don't talk about the energy here in the podcast anymore. I saved that for Patreon. However, I will say we had that October 21st moment with Atlas III and the Sun. And today is October 25th. We are going to be having a super moon that will be super close to planet Earth within the plasma of Earth on November 5th. Now, that's going to be in Aries. And Aries is transmutation and enlightenment. Aries in messing around. No. Not messing around. And so there is this super moon super close to Earth that does have effect on the tides on Earth, bringing in this very powerful Aries transmutation yet enlightenment vibration to let it go so you open to the new and things that you don't know yet. But here's what's cool. By November 7th, that happens November 5th, and I think it's a sunrise supermoon. So again, sunrise, that's what sparks life. That's what's healing you, are those sunrises. That's a power up moment. November 5th, set your alarm, get up with the sun. You're going to experience that supermoon, and it's going to be powerful November 5th that morning. Then on the 7th, the moon will then be near Taurus with Uranus, which brings change and transformation, but also Pleiades is in play. So November 7, 11-7, and this is bringing us into the 11-11, November 11th. For me, 11-11 is the fourth dimension. 11-11, four ones, that's foundation for the fourth dimension. This is why everybody's seeing 11-11 everywhere. It's an invitation. It's freedom of mind, body, and time. Giving your mind the freedom. Free your mind and the rest will follow, right? You know that song? Oh yeah. So I want to invite you to open to something maybe you don't yet know yet. Yeah? Opening to something you don't yet know. And being open to the thing that you don't know as a discovery, as something exciting. Because things are coming forward. It is time for truth, freedom, healing, health, and wealth. And so I want to invite you to open to the newness and to get up on November 5th with the sunrise and that super moon, and to experience November 7th, November 11th, as you say yes, yes, yes to yourself, and giving yourself the freedom to experience what you're experiencing, and extending that freedom to others.